From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for this morning, we have an excessive heat warning continuing through Thursday. It'll be sunny and hot with a high of 110. Tonight, it'll be clear, low 80. We'll have a sunny, hot Sunday with a high of 113. Sunday night looks to be clear and breezy, low 85. We'll have a sunny, hot Monday with a high of 118. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 93 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on KFNX 1100 and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Millennial Mania Saturday. Here in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in. Talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way, the latest real estate numbers, and a closer look at millennials, the group projected to drive our market for years to come. Then in our loan segment, the first step in getting any loan is talking to Deanne Reiser. She has all the details. Bottom of the hour, our latest listings, wants and needs, and down the stretch, investment opportunities, a special 24 hours on the market, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro? All that.
Let's see. So I took some people out last few days. They're in from Missouri. And I literally picked these people up from the hotel, Hampton Inn, off Grand Avenue. And I says to myself, say, listen, we're going to have fun. We're going to get out. We're going to see some properties. They're looking in the Sun City West. They're looking in the Sun City Grand. They're looking in the adult communities. So I've been talking on the phone with this guy. And he's fairly an old dude who's pretty ornery. Right?
Kind of set in his ways?
Set in his ways, old school.
Kind of knows everything, maybe?
Handshake. My handshake is gold. It's bonding. I don't do paperwork. I don't. So I says to him, hey, let's get out, do some stuff. I meet him at the hotel. I grab myself a cup of coffee. He grabs one. How you doing? I'm Rick. How you doing? Gets in my car. The first thing he says to me is, I compare real estate people to used car salesmen.
Nice.
That's what he said. I said, why do you say that, sir? Because, and he gave me some half bullonky reasoning behind why real estate people are compared to used car salesmen. I can't even get into his reasoning because it's so ridiculous. Anyway, so what my point is we go about our day and we're looking at properties, and every single one of them he looked at was overpriced. This is overpriced. I'm not Santa Claus. Hey.
I don't come bearing gifts.
I'm not Santa Claus. I'm not paying what they want. I said, okay, this is going to be, for a lack of better word, tricky. So what I'm getting at is people need education, especially out-of-state people. They come here, they think that because they live in Missouri and they get 0.0005% appreciation on their properties, they believe that it is the same thing here in Arizona. But it's not. Springfield, Missouri, yes, you may be lucky to get nothing over 5 years. You pay, you sell it for what you pay for it. Here in Arizona, we are enjoying really good appreciation in some areas. So anyway, we happened to put in our first offer on a property.
Now, just tell us the setup of it. How much was it? And then
I'm getting there.
Okay.
The property was $175,000. Actually, it was $173,000.
Single family house?
No, it's actually a Gemini. It's a Gemini.
Manufactured.
It was a Gemini. It's attached on one wall in Sun City West. So it was the cleanest little property. We've already gone through about five different properties. I don't like any of these. Then we stumble upon this one. He's like, I'd like to make an offer. But I'm not Santa Claus. That's what he kept saying to me. I'm like, what does that even mean? He goes, I'm not giving people what they want. They can sit on my knee all they want. I'm not giving it to them. I said, great. Then I'm just going to kind of do whatever you want. So I go home and I run some comparables. I send it over to him and he says, 172.5 furnished is about 10% overpriced. I said, okay. All right. What would you like to offer? So we offered $160,000. I'm not Santa Claus. Says it again. I present the offer. It was on the market 3 days. 3 days. I present the offer. The agent was very sweet and kind. Hi, Rick. Thank you for the offer. It's not going to work. I said, I understand. Well, maybe some people. And then I proceeded to go down the road of presenting comparables and showing the listing agent as to why my people came in with this type of offer. And I couldn't even find anything that remotely suggested that it was a $160,000 property.
Trying to live up to your fiduciary.
Yes.
Trying to make it happen.
Doing the best I can.
Doing the best you can.
Fighting the fight. Getting bloody. I says, okay. Present the offer. They come back at $170,000. Oh, but plus in Sun City Grand, there is a $3,400 transfer fee.
Nice.
And there's a $500 another fee that goes along with it. It's about $4,000. My people offered $160,000 and the seller to pay those transfer fees. So it was really a $155,000 offer. The listing agent could do everything they could but try to laugh at me. I could find comparables that states a case for this particular house anywhere from $165,000 all the way to $180,000. So it definitely was priced right. These people were fairly motivated. They were moving into assisted living. They wanted to sell their property. Anyway, time goes on. We get our counter offer back at 170. My people put in another offer at 165. And I said, cause I showed them why this property is worth at least what they're kind of asking. And it was furnished and it had a golf cart, for crying out loud. Golf carts are key in Sun City West. The deal fell apart for $5,000 because my guy was not Santa Claus.
Looks like the sellers weren't Santa Claus either.
The sellers decided after 2 days being on the market, they were going to kind of hold firm, and rightly so.
After 2 days.
Secondly, then we go down a path. We're looking again the next couple of days. We come across a property that was worth, that I was showing them in the two. It was 234. Now this is a property that's worth anywhere between say 225 and 260, right? So we end up putting in an offer in at 214 on a 234 offer.
234.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then the guy's like, "Are you out of your mind?" And I was like, "I'm not out of my mind. I am a I represent the buyer. I do what the buyer tells me after some education. Anyway, trying again to get in the ring and get my ass whipped. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you just did.
Okay.
I think it was
good. So I get in there, I get bloody, and now it's, hey, I'm not Santa Claus. These people paid $190,000 for this house 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
2 years ago, a lifetime in appreciation.
10 lifetimes when it comes to real estate. Anyway, so we get there. We put our offer in on the property. I said, listen, this is a beautiful, clean house. It has a lot to do with location. It has a lot to do with setting. It has a lot to do with all the different accoutrements that go along with pricing real estate. It's not exactly, there's no exact science to pricing. If you love this property based on what you've seen, you try to get it at a reasonable price. But if you go in and you lowball because you're not educated on our market, which a lot of out-of-state people are not educated on our market, you will lose out on real estate and you will honestly
be back on the plane empty-handed.
Get back on the plane empty-handed. So we put in a 214 offer. My people, then they countered 228.5. My people, again, I'm not Santa Claus. I go. She loved the house, by the way.
Oh, okay. I
thought the wife loved the house, wanted the house.
That's a whole other element to the conversation.
And then we will get into the family members that we brought in afterwards. And Thor, who lives under the sink, came in and gave his opinion. Anytime. Anyway, so back to the transaction. We countered again $215,000. We came up $1,000. And my guy's like, you're seriously crazy. I said, you know what? I'm just educating my people. This is really just this is just an exercise in fertility.
Futility. Yes.
Futility.
Fruitility?
Not fertility. Futility. So what happened then was
you're only spawning more counteroffers, but go ahead.
My guy offers 215. They countered then they didn't counter. They got an all cash offer. They lost that house. So
hence the education continues.
They wanted to go back to the other people. They already sold that house. Two houses got sold within 4 days of being on the market, and my people from Missouri go back to Springfield hoping and wishing they would have got one of those houses because they were perfect. You got to get educated, people. It is a tough market out there, especially under $250,000.
And there you have it. When we come back, the first step in getting your next loan. Deanne has the details next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate in the Palm of Your Hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. You can call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner's direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 24 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
deannotized.
And we're hoping Deanne can join us. We're waiting for the phone to ring. It hasn't rung yet. So, as we last left our heroes, they were getting back on a plane to Missouri.
Mizzou.
Springfield, couple. Yep. Looking in Sun City West, and
you know what they did? They
they're not Santa Claus.
Yes.
So they weren't gonna.
They're not Santa Claus.
In their mind, give the gift of paying for a house.
They believe that, you know what? You make your money on real estate when you're buying it, not selling it.
True.
That's what they think. Now, when you're buying a $215,000 to $220,000 house in a very hot market, to live in it and enjoy your life and live out your life for the next, you know, 10 years, 15 years in Sun City West, you know, maybe it's not the end all be all lottery type scenario. You're going to find a good, clean home that is going to have you build happiness in your life.
Quiet enjoyment, so, quiet, we like enjoyment. To call it.
So here's what happened. He goes, I compare real estate people to used car salesmen. My accent, I don't know if it's from New York, the Bronx, or Missouri.
A little bit of Italian in there. A
little bit of something. So anyway, he's got that, you know, harsh Canossi type.
That's Brooklyn.
Yes. Right.
But anyway, we got it.
So, me and my impressions. But anyway, so here's what happened. During the negotiations, he did look at me straight in the face and say, I compare real estate people to used car salesmen. Right. So that means that he doesn't understand what real estate people actually do. I have saved hundreds of thousands of dollars for my clients that would have gotten into trouble had they not used me. That's a fact. He doesn't understand exactly what real estate people do. And he doesn't understand how they can protect their interest. And they have a fiduciary responsibility to protect their interest.
Used car salesman doesn't have a fiduciary to you.
Selling cars is not like selling houses. So it's a completely different level of purchasing.
See, the object for the used car salesman is to sell the house regardless.
Yeah.
Doesn't care about your interests.
The car. Sell the car.
Cares about the car dealership's interests. Okay, go ahead.
So, anyway, during the negotiation, he actually asked me, Because if I was a used car salesman, why would he ask me, Rick, what would you offer for this house? I'm not Santa Claus. That's what he said. Again, with the Santa Claus. So I was a little at that time. I said to him, listen, I showed you the comparables. I showed you what this property is actually worth. It is extremely clean. It's in a fantastic location. There is nothing wrong with this. And here is the value based on what has sold and not to mention our market temperature here in the Phoenix area.
Especially in this price range. Go ahead.
So if I would have said to him, yeah, pay full price for this house, which it ended up going for on a cash deal. Plus, keep in mind something. He wasn't even cash. He was getting a loan. And a lot of people in Sun City, they pay cash. So he's already up against the wall, you know.
Sure. Competing against cash offers.
So anyway, I said to him, listen, you know what? I don't want to sound like a used car salesman, because if I say to you, listen, go in strong if you really love this house, because you're going to need to. It's been on the market 4 days and it's extremely clean. He would have said, oh, really? So you are a used car salesman. No, that's just the way it is in certain markets. You got to go in strong, especially with houses that have been on the market less than a week. So anyway, I just said to him, listen, you know what? My opinion is this, but I'm going to do what makes you comfortable. In a sense, I was saying to him, I'm going to let you educate yourself. I'm going to let you lose these houses because you are not Santa Claus. You're not going to give the seller what they want. And guess what? You're not going to get what you want either. And this market is all about, you know, people are not stupid. Sellers are not stupid. Buyers are not stupid. They all have access to the same information. And this information is plentiful out there, all over the internet. What houses are worth, what things have sold for, what people owe on properties. They could pull up tax records. They could pull up value. They could pull up everything. So people are educated. That means sellers are educated.
And they have an agent, too, doing the same stuff for them.
Yes. So
obviously,
it's not within reason that these properties, some are overpriced, some are underpriced. And there's so many subtle differences to what a house will ultimately sell for, given its location, given its condition, given the way it smells. If it smells like smoke and it's a beautiful, beautiful house, it's not going to sell right. Well, why did this one sell for 10% or $5,000 less, $10,000 less than the exact same one over here? Well, you can't tell why. You could do all the research you want, but guess what? Maybe there was something wrong with the house that was so subtle that people just didn't like.
Maybe the floor plan was a little different.
Yeah.
All these
same
things.
Square footage. So it's very difficult for, there's no exact science to exactly price each particular house. That's why Zillow is off 24%, give or take.
Sometimes,
because they can't figure out exactly how to purchase,
how to value homes. Put a button on this used car system.
Button.
So basically you gave him the information, mm-hmm. and then he made his counteroffer,
yes.
based on whatever he wanted to do.
Right.
They lost the house. They went back to Missouri. Are they coming back or what's
Yeah, they're coming back in the winter. And I said, coming back in the winter is going to be difficult because the summer in Arizona to buy these types of homes is the best time. You try to buy this second home real estate or this real estate in these areas, you're going to be now competing with all the snowbirds that come into town.
Here's what I would just say. Under 250, we've had several deals over the last few weeks in this price point. And really the game for anybody anywhere, the game, if these are decent properties in good condition, good location, is going to be to get the house. You're going to likely be competing against multiple offers. So even the one we had in Mesa just a few weeks ago, which went almost $20,000 over asking. We had 18 offers in 48 hours.
Yeah.
12 offers in 48 hours. So that's a lot of activity in this price range.
And here's the other thing. I will tell you that real estate will sell for market value. I don't care if you price a piece of property $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 higher or lower than what it's worth. The market will come together and put offers in, and that I guarantee you that house will end up selling for market value. It just does, because people will put in offers. People will think, if you price something too low, you'll get 1,000 offers. If you price in something too high, you'll start to get lower offers or no offers.
Or end up doing reductions.
Or end up doing reductions.
That's an interesting thing, yeah.
The market ultimately will tell you what the value of this property
is. And so much of it comes into demand.
Yeah.
I mean, these people, you have to understand, our market is appreciating. It's not depreciating like it was in 07, 08, 09. It's appreciating. So prices are being pushed higher by, as Rick's saying, demand. There's lots of activity. Lots of people are willing to pay up for because what attach any reasons you want. Growth, low interest rates, good paying jobs coming to Phoenix. Demand, lots of people moving here, whether it's second homes, retirees, what have you.
I'll tell you a story about a property that we had not long ago. It was a patio home in South Scottsdale. The comps, the comparables for this particular house all said the house is worth somewhere in that 190, 195 range, right? So, and then I said to the seller, listen, there's a good chance that this house could sell over $200,000. He goes, no, price it right. Let's get it sold in a reasonable amount of time. I said, great. We'll price it at 195. It ended up going for 209,000 because, and you know what? We got a $225,000 offer on it because that was the market in the macro area. People have to look at the macro area, not just the subdivision. What's going on in the macro area, you know, within a mile circumference?
Right. Availability so, in that area. Yeah.
And this sounded that we got a $225,000 offer on a property we listed for 195. I told him it may go over 200,000 and it ended up appraising for 209. My guy came down to 209, sold it.
Bam.
Market will tell you everything you need to know.
Up next, we'll tell you what some of our clients are looking for. We've got buyers. Maybe you're selling what they're looking for. Plus, latest listings coming soon on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Where the truth lives. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Listen to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX streaming live at 1100KFNX.com.
Special report, Cosby case mistrial. A mistrial has been declared in the Bill Cosby sexual assault case in suburban Philadelphia. Correspondent Scott McClain.
For the last 6 days, the rain has held off here in Norristown, Pennsylvania, and so has the jury in the Bill Cosby trial. This morning, the jury went to the judge to say that they were deadlocked. The judge then asked them if they were hopelessly deadlocked, and each said yes. The judge said he felt bad for them, but he had no choice but to declare a mistrial. Bill Cosby himself looked stoic while all of this was taking place. And then outside the court, he was met by about half a dozen quite vocal supporters.
Attorney Gloria Allred represented Cosby's accuser.
It's too early to celebrate, Mr. Cosby. Round two may be just around the corner. And this time, justice may prevail.
At least 10 other women have filed civil claims against Cosby in two states. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center for this morning, we have an excessive heat warning continuing through Thursday. It'll be sunny and hot with a high of 110. Tonight, it'll be clear, low 80. We'll have a sunny, hot Sunday with a high of 113. Sunday night looks to be clear and breezy, low 85. We'll have a sunny, hot Monday with a high of 118. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 93 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK 10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout Metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. You just go on there and you can sign in, and you have access to basically everything that we get on the MLS right on the website. So very easy, user-friendly.
Yeah, people have all the information they want. Go on Elton Brothers. It's a great site. Sign up, use our site, and find properties. I mean, I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many people every day send me properties. Let's go see this. Let's go see this. What about this one? What about that one? But I also will tell you sites like Redfin, Trulia, Zillow. They send me properties. I go on there, and they're pending. And they show active
on
those
sites. Not necessarily up to date. This is real-time MLS data on eltonbrothers.com.
I had a client yesterday call me up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got to see this property. I go, okay, great. What's the address? What's the address? Sends me it. Boom. Pending. Pending. She's like,
okay, where do I fill in the blanks? Where do I sign up?
She texted me an expletive with exclamation points.
With emojis and all that.
Is it exclamation point or is it explanation point?
No, exclamation. Yeah, Rick.
Steve, you own a house, buddy?
I do not.
You do not? You're renting?
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about millennials. We're going to be talking about millennials. And how long have you been renting?
Just started a couple months ago.
Couple months ago. Did you move out of the parents' house?
Yes.
Huh. Classic.
Classic strike down the middle.
Classic example, millennial. And did you go to college? Did you finish college? And you're still living at home and now you're out? Or what was your story a little bit?
Yeah, I just finished school, trade school for audio engineering.
There you have it. And now he's, and how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
26.
26.
Bam.
Boom. Bing, bang, boom.
Let me ask you this, Stephen, if this fits into your category. 83% of millennials say they plan to purchase a home in the future.
Oh, of course.
Bam. But 75% of those 83% who plan to buy are waiting because they can't quite afford it now.
Right.
There you go.
So you're saving? Are you saving to buy a house?
Trying to. It's hard with renting, of course.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's hard with everything.
Yeah.
Living, renting, food, gas, car. Bah. And here's the other thing. Let me ask you this. And this is off the top of my head. Did you buy a car recently?
No, actually, I just finished paying off my car recently.
Good job.
Paying it off. Nice.
See, a lot of people, a lot of millennials, they don't know what to do first. They don't know what to do first, period. Do they get a dog? Do they get a car? Or do they get a house? Or a girlfriend? Right? Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No. Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Ah! Okay.
It went dog.
Dog.
Car.
No, it went.
Car, dog, renting.
Right. So, Steve is going to be our millennial that we discuss his plans down the road. But Dave, what were you going to say about millennials?
I was just here to just kind of give some stats and just say that Steven should know that what's daunting is, you know, everyone thinks there's 20% down and, you know, to save the average millennial, it'll take them 13 years to save 20% down for their first home. However, you can look at going FHA, which is 3.5% down. There's 5% down conventional. There's 10% down conventional. And there's actually programs in Arizona that help millennials making below $90,000 a year to come up with the down payment. Okay. There's also VA loans for military millennial. So there's lots of different ways to get started and get in the game. And a lot of this information, you know, you got to give Deanne a call. I want to give out Deanne's number again because this is the first step for anybody who's looking to buy a house. Give Deanne Reisner a call at Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. 602-606-6728. She's been doing it almost 25 years, and she can help, you know, guide and see which program is best. And a lot of times, sometimes we can try to get the seller to pay closing costs. It is a very active market. So,
But you just hit the nail on the head, and Steve did too. But Steve is now renting. He probably just signed a year lease. And now he's got to wait, and now he's going to try to save some down payment. But there are millennials. There are first-time home buyers that are putting the fire on all these first-time home buyers for under $250,000. The market under $250,000 is being gobbled up by this first-time home buyer phenomena.
You know, and it's people moving here. And here's the other part. These are all just general statistics, but, you know, Steven's audio engineering. There's lots of really great paying jobs now in tech and startup, you know, lots of demand for that kind of better paying entry level jobs in big companies that are moving here, that are setting up here in the Intels of the world, the Apples of the world, the, you know, all of these, even, what is it? Chase is building a new thing. There's lots of different opportunities. Phoenix is growing. So millennials are projected to drive that market for years and years. And
yeah.
That's just the nature of it. For a long time, they stayed on the sidelines. But, you know, the other thing, Stephen, I would say to you is if down the road, you know, interest rates being at 4% for conventional financing, 4%, and for the government loans, the FHA loans, the VA loans, you're under 4%. You're actually at 3.875 or so, give or take. We didn't get Deanne on today, but so, you know, that's the whole other part of this is to take advantage of leveraging real estate with incredible interest rates.
How about that?
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
So what would you want to talk about? You're staring at me.
Well, I was just going to say, that's from the millennial side. I wanted to get into some of the buyers that we have out there.
Some of the buyers. Okay.
Some of the buyers. Some of the, these are wants.
Okay.
These are wants.
I'll tell you what
needs.
I want.
What do you want?
Here's what I need.
You want Santa Claus?
I have a need and a want. Hey, you're going to be Santa Claus out there. Early Christmas. So, anybody out there looking for an assisted living property? Assisted living property. I got the diamond, and it's not even diamond in the rough. I got the mother load of all assisted living properties listed right now. It is a minimum 8, 9, 10 bedrooms. Because there is so much flex space in this property that you could probably make easily 10 to 12 bedrooms out of this property. And it's got 6 bathrooms. There is room for another 2 or 3.
As it sits right now, it's 8 and 6. Right?
8 and 6. It's just under 2 acres. It is got 2 full kitchens. It's got 3 different family rooms, much flex space. It is at the corner of 100th Street and Cactus. It is a landmark property. It's listed at $1,895,000. If you are out there and you are in the assisted living, sober living, any type of care facility business, this is the house. Got to give me a call, 602-818-7141.
Okay, so and just to add a little bit more, 7,200 plus square feet, and near 2 acres is splittable. You could actually put two homes on this lot. It's zoned R35, or one home per 35,000 square feet. So there's lots of potential with this property.
Give us a call here at the station, too. If you have, you're looking for any real estate, you have any real estate questions, you have any real estate problems, you're in the middle of a transaction, you don't know what to do, you're unsure of something, give us a call, 602-277-5369. We're here. Talk live on the Elton Brothers Show.
Okay, so buyers that we have some investors looking for investment-type property, single-level, 3 or 4 bedroom, 2 bath homes. Very general, clean properties, ready to go. So if you're potentially want to have a fast transaction, we have potentially buyers that might be in that space. Also, up in the Troon Windy Walk area, if you have views of Pinnacle Peak and City Lights, two requirements. Pinnacle Peak, City Lights, I have a buyer for you, potentially, that's looking in that area. So that's another thing. Also, lastly, industrial space. Looking for 10 to 15,000 square feet for my client, who's actually, they've been in that space for years. They're outgrowing their current facility, and they're looking to expand. So we'd be looking for that as well. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. Listings. God, Rick, we just did not get to a lot today. I want to talk about a short sale that I have in Winfield.
We're heavy on the jibber-jabber.
Winfield, you know, this 24-hour guard-gated community, North Scottsdale. It's a two-bedroom den, 2.5 bath, 2-car garage, almost 2,300 square feet, built in 2000. We were at 489. Now we're at 459. It's one of the best values in Winfield right now. It is a short sale subject to bank approval, still available.
How about in Fountain Hills? We have an open house today. 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2,700 square feet, built in 89, pool, spa, the best view lot in Fountain Hills for the price.
Would you say under 500?
You can't match it. You cannot match the views. The house is a little bit on the wonky side. Hey, there, I said it. Wonky, but it can be fixed. So give us a call, 480-451-3318.
I guess it's in the price, as they say. That's why it's 459.
Wonky.
Up next, we're going to continue. We got some investment opportunities as well. A special new-to-the-market deals of the week. Much more on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs, because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Yeah, help! Two men and cooks down a bird in the bus. Yeah, help! Yeah, help! If you're near a bus and your cat gets cussed. Yeah, help!
Coast down the road, you find someone else.
Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it, we are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. And of course, you know about the website, eltonbrothers.com.
So here's the thing. It's going to be, you know what this heat wave we got coming on is kind of like, you know how they forecast in Florida where hurricanes are coming or there's big snowstorms coming and people prepare. They prepare for this stuff, right?
That's
so
right.
So now Arizona is just like that. This is our, hang on, please. Hold, please.
Okay.
So we prepare for that stuff. We, are buckling down. We're hunkering down. We're going to get Freon in our air conditioners. We're going to get water. We're going to get ready for 120 degrees. So there are many vacant houses out there and they all have, a lot of them have pools. And if you don't have these pools maintained, they're going to turn into pea soup.
Very in a hurry.
Quickly, very yeah. quickly. So get out there, see your vacant houses, put the air conditioner at 82, 83, because if you turn it off and people come to see your house, they're going to turn right back around because they're not going to want to walk into an oven.
Nor stay in that oven.
Right. So you get it to cost money to make money. You got to prepare your house in a way where people are going to enjoy walking in it. There's nothing better than when it's 120 degrees out and it's nice and cool in there. And they're like, ah, thank God. You know what they're going to say? The first thing, at least the air conditioning works.
Exactly.
At least the air conditioning works. And
let's sit down and talk about this right. rather than go in the heat.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's too hot in here. Let's get out of here. It's too hot in here. Let's get out of here. That's not what most sellers want to hear. Okay.
Very
important. Take care of your houses. If you're real estate people out there listening to the show, get out and take care of your vacant listings because it's tough right now. It will be tough because of the heat. And you know,
I just did the backwash and the grid check on my pool.
Yeah.
Getting ready for this whole thing. So everything functions properly.
It's going to be so hot. Wallpaper will peel off the walls, which is a good thing, but you know,
this is the kind of heat where you leave footprints in the street, in the tar. That's how hot it gets.
I guess you could save money by cooking your eggs out in the street.
You could. Could you?
Electric bill.
Don't know if they'll taste so good. But anyway.
Scrambled
how
eggs.
How about this? All right. We gave the consumer alert.
Yeah.
Going to investment properties.
If you're sitting in an open house this weekend, good luck.
Hope the AC's working. So we got some property. We got some builders we're working with. Colorado. That I think it's in the 400 to 500. We do have a model lease back available in the 400 to 500. I do have significant interest in it.
100.
Still working out final terms, but I believe we are at 1.5 to 2 years And I believe it is a 9% triple net deal, meaning 9% on the purchase price annually. The builder pays the taxes, insurance, and HOA on top of it. This is the kind of deal that we're looking for. So if you have any interest in something like this, you're an investor out there, check in with us at Elton Brothers at Cox.net or 480-451-3318. You can certainly get on our investor list. These things do not come up every day. I you know, search this all the time. We're always looking all over the place for these type of deals. So you do have to be a little bit patient with us. But this one just did come up. And as I said, I do have significant interest, and it may already be gone, but you can certainly check in and see if it's available. That's that. On what else we have here, Rick? I have a house. I'm really quickly here. Then we're going to get to this.
Is it a house or a home?
It's both.
You know,
it's 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, single level, pool, spa, gated, Trovia, North Scottsdale, incredible near acre lot, 3-car garage. Did I say almost 4,300 square feet? Built in 04. It was a Monterey home. It was $1,035,000. We are now at $950,000. $950,000. This is one of the best values for this type of property in North Scottsdale. Give us a call on that one. Couple of quick coming soons. West Side, 67th Avenue and Bell, 1,200 square feet approximately, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, new carpet, new paint, stainless appliances, great lot, and this house has the most curb appeal of any house on the block. We're listing it at 205. It's a coming soon, probably be ready to go in a week and a half. One more coming soon. Base of Lookout Mountain in Phoenix, complete remodel, new roof, new plumbing, new floors, new kitchen, new, pretty much new everything, new bathroom. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's just over 1,100 square feet. We're going to list in a great lot. Views up the wazoo. 225. We're going to list it.
Okay. Couple of things. You know, a lot of people think that granite countertops sell real estate. It is nice to see granite countertops, but in this time now between these summer months in Arizona, you know what sells properties better? A new AC. So don't think that you're just going to go out there, blow a whole wad on remodeling, and then keep the 1985 air conditioner. It doesn't work that way. And so air conditioners are extremely important. Roofs, extremely important. That's what people ask about in this time of the year. And they also ask about pools. But if you don't have a pool, I understand it. Anyway, so and get the air conditioning serviced. Because when they buy the house, they want to see the records. Buyers are much more astute. They want to see paperwork. That's gold. The gold standard is paperwork for all the work that was done in properties. 34th Street in Bell, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. This property is at the end of a cul-de-sac on a 10,000 square foot cul-de-sac lot for $249,000, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. It's a steal. It's a great property, 34th Street in Bell. And then we got another one in Dove Valley. Dove Valley out there at Cave Creek and Rancho Paloma in a gated community, 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1782 square feet for $317,000 single level. Got the one I talked about that's got, coming soon. I'll tell you coming soon. 2100 square feet, single level, 3-car garage. It's a 3-bedroom plus a bonus room, probably in that 415 range in North Scottsdale. That's going to go quickly. Single level.
Wow.
No pool.
A very good price.
And I want to talk about this one on Sunflower again. I'm telling you, it's going to be an open house today. Open house today. Go out there to Fountain Hills and see the most beautiful home for the money. 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2,700 square feet for $449. Pool on the most stunning view lot.
You got to give the address. People are going to go check it
out. Oh yeah. 15901 East Sunflower Drive. 15901 East Sunflower Drive. Get out there, Fountain Hills. Check it out. Right. What else?
You want to do? Let's do these couple of deals of the week here for you. These are special in that they just came on the market. These are either short sales or bank REO properties. And I'll start in Phoenix. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. 2,100 to 2,200 square feet. Just on the market. 218. And if you guys have any interest in any of these, you know, you can obviously call us 480-451-3318. Go ahead, Rick.
I like this one in Surprise. 1,400 square feet, 2-bedroom, 2-bath for 183. That's a great, it was 220, reduced to 183.
Mesa, Rick. 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a pool, 1,700 square feet, built in 84, $227,900 on the market a day.
Maricopa. For 19 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms, 75,000 square feet for $280,000. I'm kidding. Four bedrooms, two baths, 2,400 square feet, built in 09 for $209,000.
Glendale, four bedrooms, two baths, two-car garage, almost 2,100 square feet, built in 82 for $228,000 on the market a day.
I like this one in Scottsdale. Four bedrooms, three baths, 3,000 square feet, built in 98. $475,000, $160 a foot in Scottsdale.
Cave Creek on acreage, four bedroom, two bath, almost 2,800 to 2,900 square feet, built in 1988. Now listen to this reduction, because this will not be around. So this is a new reduction on the market, but it was 453, now it's 369 in Cave Creek.
You know what I'm noticing? Not a lot of distressed sales in Buckeye. I'm not seeing Buckeye, the happiest place on earth.
We also have a website set up for deals of the week at 1100homedeals.com. Check it out. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Nick Piazza with Rem AD Window Repair, and our man behind the glass, Steven, and, of course, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com. One-stop shop for real estate. See you next Saturday, 10 to 11, right here on The Real Estate Show featuring Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley,
text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Station.